on that day. That's the phrase Isaiah used multiple times in the first reading, on that day, to refer to how special it will be when the Lord comes. What's so special about it? It says, on that day, the wolf will be a guest of the lamb, the child will lay his hand on the adder's lair, the lion will be with the calf, and in other words, no one will be on the outside looking in on that day. You know, one of the great things about our stewardship renewal is that it's a reminder that every single one of us has something to be grateful for. Many things, in reality. And so as we come to this weekend, it is time for us to think about how God's calling us to share our time and our abilities and our material goods in love of God and our neighbor. So to do that, I would invite you at this time at the ends of the pews are our stewardship renewal forms. This is our third mass, so you might have to work a little bit to make sure if everyone can get one of those and a pencil as well. The only ones who don't need one would be if you're visiting from outside the cathedral. So welcome if you are. Thank you for your time with us. But otherwise, we do ask every one of our adults to fill out a form in one of the white forms, and all of our youth from grades 5 through 12, one of the purple forms. En este momento vamos a llenar el formulario de stewardship, nuestro compromiso. La forma para adultos es bilingüe, de blanco, y el formulario para jóvenes en inglés de grados 5 a 12, el color de morado. So thanks for helping make sure everybody gets one if there's not one in your pew. And now, if you'd rather fill it out electronically, you can do that. In fact, you can pull out your phone. Yes, you have my permission. You can pull out your phone and do it right now if you want. Just scan the code on the form and fill it out electronically. It would be a great favor to us. Just a reminder on the form as you begin that interested refers to something that you're not currently doing but you'd like to consider doing. You've heard me mention lots of things throughout the year the cathedral could use, your service, your gifts. To mark continue means something that you're already a part of, but you'd like to continue doing in the year to come. To remember that it's okay if you look at this whole form and there's only one or two things you can mark. I always say pick one thing and do it with all your heart. If everyone here does that, we'll be just fine. There may be something you do or a skill that you have that's not on this form. That's okay. Please write it down. You know, there are some tasks here that only one or two people do. You know, only one family cleans our Guadalupe Chapel every Monday. You know, only a couple people straighten our books every Sunday afternoon. And if there's something that you uniquely do or want to do, please write that down. And if you say, Father, there's nothing on here that I can do or that I want to do, well, write that down as well. Yeah. Maybe the only thing you can do at this moment in your life is pray. Write that down. I'm going to pray for your pastor the next year. That'd be great. You'll note at the end of the form there is a tithing section, not to commit to an amount, but just to commit in your heart to continue sharing your material gifts with our Lord and the church in the year to come as well. So I'm going to stop speaking so you can have some minutes to spend with the form here at this time. Thank you.